You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. A report from the investigative journalism group Eye on Ohio has dug into the numbers of coronavirus cases in the state's nursing homes. It took the state weeks to release that data, and it's still not sharing information on how many deaths have happened in any given facility. Rachel DeSalle is one of the co-authors of the report, and she joins me now. Rachel, your piece really zeroed in on how difficult it is for families to make decisions on nursing homes, given the relative lack of data. So what's the most striking takeaway to you when you looked at these numbers?
So the one thing that I think is interesting is that when we started trying to do this reporting, we wanted to be able to give families the best advice on how to make a really hard choice. And once we started to look at the numbers that were out there, we came to the conclusion that it's almost impossible to do because, you know, when you peel back the number of infections and then you start asking questions about how is that influenced by how much testing is done, it becomes really hard to zero in on what is most important. And once we started to talk to families, we realized that a lot of families were not putting loved ones in nursing homes, if at all possible, because it felt like a better choice to have them close to home where they could see them and visit them and monitor them if at all possible.
Deciding whether a nursing home is right for your relative is already a really fraught decision. Something that people use is a Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services 5-star ranking. And you looked at infection rates compared to those rankings to see if there was any correlation. What did you find?
We found that if you looked at any type of nursing home, whether it was a 5-star rated nursing home or a 1-star rated nursing home, it didn't seem to matter. All of the different types of rated nursing homes had infections, and some of them had quite a large number of infections. You know, in some nursing homes where there seemed to be a lot of infections, it might have been because they did universal testing of all their residents as quickly as they could.
Another concern right now is oversight of these facilities. How has that changed during this time when arguably it's even more important to have stringent oversight?
Normally, they'll get a call, a complaint from a family member or a long-term care facility resident about their care, and they will show up at a facility and do an investigation and say, yes, this complaint is verified, or no, we can't verify, you know, what we've been told here. And in this case, you know, they're restricted by the same things that the rest of us are. They can't just show up at a nursing home and go in and ask questions and observe the situation. They have to call the nursing home, see if they can get a resident on the phone, see if they can verify what's been said. And that really restricts their ability to kind of be the eyes and ears for people in nursing homes.
Well, and that speaks to my next question, which is, what do we still not know?
So what we don't know is really what the spread of COVID-19 is in all nursing homes, because not all nursing homes are testing all of the residents. And I think so this week we get a little bit of a step towards that. And we know that the National Guard is going to go in and they're going to test staff and they're going to test some residents. That still kind of isn't an equal kind of across the board addressing of this. But I think the more we know about what the exposure is, the more we can start to talk about what individual facilities are doing to limit that exposure and also to treat residents who are positive for COVID-19. And I think the other thing that we don't know in Ohio is that why we seem to have a higher percentage of deaths coming from nursing homes. So if you look across the country, 40% of all deaths from coronavirus are happening in nursing homes or long-term care facilities. You know, there's a lot of different types of facilities. And in Ohio, that number, that percentage is higher. It's 70%. Is that because we're reporting it better and we're tracking better how many of those deaths are related to nursing homes? Or is it because there's more?
Rachel DeSalle, thank you so much for talking with me today.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Rachel DeSalle is one of the co-authors of a report from Eye on Ohio on COVID-19 in the state's nursing homes.